With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is the biggest day on the presidential primary and caucus calendar. It is Super Tuesday.
16 states and one territory are holding presidential voting contests, and over a third of all the available delegates for both the Republican and Democratic nominations are at stake. In the GOP race, Donald Trump has 244 delegates heading into Super Tuesday, while Nikki Haley has 43. For Democrats, President Biden is not facing any serious challengers in his bid for the party's nomination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And ahead of Super Tuesday, former President Trump easily won the North Dakota GOP caucuses, picking up another 29 delegates. He's also chairing the unanimous Supreme Court ruling that states do not have the power to bar him or any other federal candidates from the ballot.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty. And I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
Howls of protest from the left being countered by those who say that giving voters a right to elect the candidates of their choice is at the very heart of democracy. Also at SRNnews.com, we've heard quite a bit about communist China's struggling economy, but that's not stopping it from its military expansion. China hiking its defense budget 7.2% this year, similar to last year's increase. At $222 billion, it's the world's second largest military budget, just behind the U.S. Five people killed in last night's crash of a small plane near Interstate 40 in Nashville. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 36 points. NASDAQ futures off 110. This is SRN News. Pro-life leaders are dismayed that abortion drugs will soon be sold at the nation's two largest pharmacy chains.
National Right to Life President Carol Tobias is extremely disappointed that mifepristone, known as the abortion pill, will be available by prescription at CVS and Walgreens stores later this month. She said the drug was developed to take the life of an unborn child and always has the potential to harm the mother. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this month regarding the FDA's decision to loosen regulations on mifepristone. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
An advisory panel recommends the Church of England should create a fund of $1.25 billion to address its historic links to slavery. That's 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. The independent oversight group established by the church said the original amount was insufficient compared to the wealth of the church and the moral sin and crime of the transatlantic slave trade. This is SRN News. Two people are in trouble in North Carolina for allegedly poaching hundreds of Venus flytraps.
The plants grow naturally in the eastern part of the state. Officers with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission obtained arrest warrants for the two people accused of stealing nearly 600 of the rare plants from Boiling Spring Lakes. Stealing the plants is a felony. Wildlife officers responded to a complaint last month about two people digging for fly traps in the area. The two were stopped at a local gas station and officers searched their backpacks. Keith Peters reporting.
Alabama lawmakers facing public pressure to get in vitro fertilization services restarted are nearing approval of immunity legislation for providers. Three IVF providers paused services after the state Supreme Court ruled last month that frozen embryos were children under the state's wrongful death law. More details at SRNnews.com.